I mean, come on, man. If we really going to play this game of, that's my man, I respect y'all, I respect your talent, help niggas eat. White boys do it for each other all the time. Nick Swanson, David Spade, Rob Schneider, they stay in Adam Sandler's movies. How come if they feed each other, we can't feed each other?
Man cave.
Yo,
what up? We are back. This is your host coming straight out of Las Vegas, Nevada. It's your boy West Coast Rail, kicking it with my co-host, my ace, my friend, Big Wenzel the Voice. Let him know.
Hey, glad to be, man. Hey, man, welcome back, guys. You know what I'm saying? What is going on? Happy to have you at the Man Cave. You know, your hostesses with the most to you guys, man, live, ready to get into some hot topics, man. As you heard, you know, in the first 30 seconds, man, that was an interview with Aries Spears, man. Basically, just kind of getting into this guy, Naeem Lynn, who is one of Kevin Hart's close friends, part of the one piece of the Plastic Cup Boys on his label. He is Aries, one of my all-time favorite comedians, man.
From right.
Long, healthy, good track history of funny, man. Yep. He was huge on Mad TV. I have a hella respect for this guy, but I have to get into why he's so upset. So he is responding to Naeem Lynn, asking, you know, if Kevin Hart is your man. You know what I'm saying? If this is your man's... Why aren't you in any of the movies that he's in? Why aren't you in shows that he's in? You know, your YouTube special. Where is the love? And he's really upset because I've seen in other interviews with him that he feels blackballed, you know what I mean? Because he speaks his mind, he has honest moments, and they don't respect that in the comedy game. So there's nothing that he can do about it, and he feels trapped. So you have to ask what do you think about it? Because in the interview, he asked him, you know, that if you feel this way about me, if you say that you love me, and you know, Kevin Hart, a lot of people consider him one of the gatekeepers in black comedy he has the platform, he has the businesses, the labels, he has the permission slip, man, basically, for you to be able to get into a position of success in that genre of comedy. So you know, he's saying, well, why aren't you there? Why aren't you as successful as you should be? Why aren't his movies, why aren't you? He's comparing him to Adam Sandler, who takes care of his guys, you know, Rob Schneider and these episodes. So you know, what's your take on the interview?
First off, shout out to Comedy Hype for the interview. I think they did a fantastic job. With that being said, Aries Spears, I believe he is being blackballed. I can understand his frustration. Right. In my opinion, what I got out from that interview, especially when he was talking about how Chris Spencer, some of the other guys will go over Eddie Murphy's house.
Right.
And basically, in my mind, he was saying that they would basically, in my mind, kiss his ass.
Absolutely.
And he says, hey, I can't go over there and make Eddie laugh because that ain't going to get, that's in his mind, it's not going to get him anywhere.
Right.
Like, if I go over there and I'm making you laugh and you feel I'm funny, then where's the TV show from it? You know what I'm saying? Help niggas eat. That's basically what he was basically saying. If I'm your man and we cool, we business partners in a way, where's my special? Where's my, you know, where's my, you know, comedy specials on Netflix? Where's my movie? Well, basically, Aries Spears was... telling Naeem Lynn, like, you know, if Kevin Hart is your man, why aren't you in any of his movies? You know what I'm saying? Why isn't he helping other black people get on? And Kevin Hart is helping other black comedians get on, but in a different way. He hasn't gotten to the movie aspect of it. I don't think he, in my mind, Kevin Hart's only black film is Soul Plane.
Okay.
So, you know, other than that, Kevin Hart really isn't, like, trying to be... he isn't trying to be the black savior as far as movies go. Like, he's trying to focus on himself. So that's why he gets, like, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. basically, because he's like, hey, I can be on a film with him and we can go overseas. We can sell our movie overseas and get that type of money. So he only thinks about it in that matter. He's not thinking about, oh, let me help all the black comedians out who aren't getting their look or their just due. People like Richard Pryor did that with Harlem Nights. That is, in my mind, that's what I look at when you talk about black films, that when comedians helping other comedians out.
Yeah.
You know, that ain't coming to America in a way. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
that's what I got with that.
Eddie's done it. Richard's done it.
Yes, you know, he has.
Martin's done it. He's had his people on shows, movies. But okay, so I have like a question then, man. Like, is it, I'm gonna just be blunt, like, is it this nigga's responsibility to make sure that every black comedian eats? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, that's a great question.
I mean, if you look at Ari Spears' body of work,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't scream movie. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, Aries has done shows. He's done, like, Mad TV, things like that. Like, Aries, like, I'm pretty sure he's had hella opportunities. He's been on tour. He's been on Mad TV. He's been on, you know, he's been on the biggest stages. Like, is it Kevin Hart's responsibility? Is it Cat Williams' responsibility? Is it DC Young Fly? Call him, like, you know, young comedians, old comedians. Like, Is it their responsibility to make sure that you go audition for a role? Like Tyler Perry, when I listened to his interview, I had seen a post that some girl had did where she had tried to put herself up on this billboard and make herself seem like, oh, I'm the biggest actor here because I'm on a billboard. And she tagged, like, you know, the Tyler Perry movie studios and all that on it. And he was, and he drove past it and took a picture of it and was just like, yeah, this isn't how you get my work. But, like, is it any of these guys' responsibility to make sure that, because you know when a movie's coming out, like, they send emails all the time. I get emails and posts about Tyler Perry casting for roles, casting for extras all the time. So I know they get first dibs on everything. So, whose fault is it that you haven't been in a, because Ari Spears has been in comedy for like 20 years, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, whose job is it to make sure that you get a job? Like, I know that there's gatekeepers that allow that, but do you put yourself out there like that? Or do you just, it seems like a lot of these guys, just because they already do comedy, expect for a handout instead of being like, fuck it, man, I'm gonna go get to work. You know what I mean? Like, let me go see like Corey Holcomb could do. Like, hey, let me go see what Cat got going on. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I mean, go ahead, but it's just frustrating me because I don't understand whose job it is to get the job.
I understand that, and you're right. It is Ari Spears and his agent or manager, you know, the responsibility to get him that work. Basically, he's saying he can't get the work. I mean, he can go to comedy shows and do, you know, stuff like that. But as far as, like, the movies and stuff like that, he's just not either. He's not getting the casting calls, or he's not getting those roles at all, you know, or you know what I'm saying, to even audition. Even if he does audition, he says, hey, I'm still not getting those roles. In my mind, Ari Spears should just continue to try. I mean, hell, you're going to get 1,000 no's, but there's, all you need is one yes, and then you can get your shine on. Okay. So, you know, you're going to have to go through those woes, and I think this is one of his woes, kind of like how Monique's woes was. It's just woes of the game. Ari Spears is still one of the top comedians in my mind. He has put in the work. I won't question his work. But like you said, the industry is just like any other industry, just like the music industry, any other industry. If you ain't in that right click, like, you have to know how to network. Like, Ari Spears and me think alike. We don't like to kiss nobody ass for shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna be friends. I don't wanna be a fake friend just to get ahead or get on your shit. I want this shit to be genuine, so therefore when we help each other out, it's a mutual thing. It's a mutual respect thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just be in a movie just because I'm your man and I, you know, I make you laugh and all this other extra stuff. So, you know, he just wants to be a genuine friend with everybody, but, you know, he doesn't want to kiss ass to get ahead. So I completely understand that, but it's I don't call it kiss ass. I just, you have to network. You have to know how to network. And if you don't know how to network and open yourself up and be able to talk to people to be able to get, you know, those movie roles or hopefully impress somebody so that they keep you in mind whenever they have another movie role available or whatnot, then it's going to hinder you. And it kind of is hindering him right now, you know?
Okay. I mean, so if, because I'm, like I said, we are clearly both Big Airy Spears fans. And I want to know, like, where the drop off was for Airy Spears in his movie career, because he's done movies. It's not like he hasn't done movies. Like, dude's been in movies, right? He hasn't had a
role that was memorable in a movie.
One of my favorite movies of all time. He's actually in two of my favorite movies of all time. John Leguizamo, The Pest. He played his best friend Chubby, and then Jerry Maguire. So I mean.
Yeah, and he had small roles in both of them.
He had a big role in The Pest. 97, that was a hit. 97, The Pest was like, still to this day.
I haven't watched a minute of The Pest. I can't judge the work.
It came out in 97. I'm telling you, man, it was funny from beginning to end. John Leguizamo, it was like one of his first like major comedy movies. Shit was like Die Hard funny. You're not the first person that's never seen it, though. I mean, it came out in 97 when a lot of other good comedy movies and other movies were coming out. So, you know, it's not like I'm not going to fault you for not watching it, but Airy Spears did a great job in it. It's funny as hell. John Leguizamo basically plays like this con artist who's, you know, always conning people, trying to find ways to get money. And he goes to this festival and he tries to con a bunch of people by playing a blind guy. And this German dude who hunts people saw him kind of like as a challenge. So he basically lied to him, told him he was going to get him in school. And he took him to this island and basically just hunted him. And Airy Spears is like his best friend. It the movie was off the chain. He found his way back to the States. Him and Aries in the Jeep, like, this is off the chain. A lot of action, a lot of comedy. Boss of the wall funny. But I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, like, where did his ambition to be in movies fall off? Because he's done Family Guy. He's done, you know, those years. I mean, he did Mad TV for years. He did American Dad. You know what I mean? Like, he's been in Black Dynamite, Boondocks, CSI Miami. Like, he's been in all types.
He's been in the
Proud Family, which was a black owned
TV show
and movie. He's been in both. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm just like, I don't know, like he's good enough to be in movies, so what's the problem?
That black ball happened when he questioned Kevin Hart's writing ability or lack thereof. Basically, when he went on the interview with Sway and was like, Kevin Hart has writers, and in everybody's mind, basically, Airy Spears went in and was hating on Kevin Hart. And that's when I believe the real black ball of Airy Spears began. That's why you really don't see comics, except for like Cat Williams, ever diss Kevin Hart again, because it's almost like it signs a death certificate to you in your career. If you talk bad about Kevin Hart, who hasn't done anybody else bad, you know, it ain't like he don't pay people. We haven't heard, you know, any discrepancies as far as paying actors the bad guy and shit like that. Yeah. So he hasn't done that. So when people go in on Kevin Hart, you automatically have a negative stigma attached to your name. So you can't really speak bad about Kevin Hart and think you're about to have a luxurious career after that. You know what I'm saying? You kind of have to understand that Kevin Hart is the top guy and he's put in the work to be the top guy. So he, you know, he gets to decide. In my mind, he's not deciding who's hot and who's not. Right. But he does help a lot of comedians get work, get gigs, and, you know, get them put on somehow way. He might not put you in his movies, but it don't mean you can't work to get you a special or something, because he has the network. And he says he wants to be, you know, involved in getting everybody who asks him for help. He wants to help any and everybody possible and getting them a special, a comedy special done. That's what he wants to do. So, you know, I think that, like you said, Kevin Hart being the gatekeeper, if you talk bad about the gatekeeper, this is what happens. Period.
I mean, I don't, like, I wonder if that shit he got into up there
at that radio station.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if that has anything to do with it too. You know, because a lot of times people get in altercations and other people don't want to. You know, it's not that you get blackballed, but it's like people try to figure out, well, are you hard to work with? You know.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Because I mean, I think it was like, I can't remember what year it was. I think it was like 2012, something like that. Ari Spears got into a fight with one of the hosts of Corey Holcomb's 5150 show.
Yep.
And
he was drunk. He admitted that too.
Yeah, I mean, drunk, you know, that. You, but see what I'm saying? Like, that comes into play when you're trying to get work. So,
yeah.
Aries, man, love you, man, but you might be shooting yourself in the foot.
Yep, he just might be. I think he is, but, you know, hopefully his work will speak for itself, and hopefully he gets the attention that I think he deserves. You know, I hope he gets another special. You know, I'm hoping to see another Ari Spears special. I think he's still got a lot of comedy left in him.
Here's the difference with Kevin Hart and Ari Spears, though, right? Kevin Hart has consistently been on screen. You know what I mean?
Yes, he has.
Like Ari Spears will take like 5 years, 10 years, like 6, 7, 8 years where you don't see him.
Yeah, he, in his mind, because Kevin Hart has writers and he has a machine. So basically, that's what Ari Spears is saying, because even Mike Epps didn't come back to back with comedy specials. It does take you, in my mind, a comedian should take at least 3 to 4 years to come out with another comedy special, because you got to go through life. You know, you got to live in order to get the experiences to be able to put an hour on stage, you know?
But even between the specials, though, and honestly, if you want my honest opinion, even if Kevin Hart does have writers, Kevin, like, just speaking on the comic side of it, Kevin's on tour so much that he can build enough content for an hour special. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas Aries is on tour, but he kind of does the same set.
Yep.
So, you know, who has a better chance of actually scoring an hour special? Probably Kevin Hart, who draws more attention. But also, in between these comedy specials, dude does hella work in TV shows, movies, all sorts of things like that. So,
yeah,
you kind of have to weigh the pros with the cons.
Yes, you do.
Who's better at what they do?
Yep, that's very true. So yeah, looks like Ari Spears has a lot of work to do to you know, get back on stage and getting those comedy specials out for sure. Yep.